Wyoming's next governor, Mark Gordon, has been holed up trying to hire a staff while also trying to get prepared for the legislative session. It took a few minutes to tell us what he's been up to since the election.
Unbelievably busy, really right from the day after the general election till now, interviewing, trying to get a sense of what the cabinet's going to look like, who's available, who's retiring, standing up the processes to take time on those that really we need to take time on, like Pat Terrell, who as state engineer is retiring, and that's, you know, that's a daunting challenge to make sure that we have the right kinds of people there.
As you look at your staff, is there a thought process that I want X amount of people with experience on some of these issues and that are in state government now versus some outsiders you're bringing in?
Yes, I think we want to make sure that we have a very solid fiscal team going forward. You know, one of the things I really hope we can accomplish is making sure that we have a stable fiscal future. And that's kind of a little bit longer term. And then how do we get from here to there with all the volatility we have in our public markets, in our oil and gas markets, and coal? And so we've really wanted to make sure we have a mix of old hands and bright people to work on that fiscal picture. So we're really trying to do a little bit of a mix like that. There will be some changes in larger agencies. And again, we're taking a pretty measured look at how we want to do that to really stand up a coherent program going forward.
I had a chance to talk to Governor Mead a couple of weeks ago when he presented his budget, and he did mention that he just briefly, I guess, shared it with you or at least talked to you about it a little bit. I was curious your thoughts on it.
His overall budget, I think, is very good. He was kind to say that he had tried to leave a bit of room in there for me to make some adjustments. I'm a little more cautious. Of course, he wrote the budget after the October Craig report, which was pretty optimistic. I think the base number for oil anticipated at that time was $60. We're significantly below that now. The stock market has taken a little bit of a ride. None of those are terribly concerning to me. They're cautionary, but they're not terribly concerning because this time of year, you know, there's often a lot of volatility, and not a lot gets done over the Christmas season. But I do think that means I'm going to be pretty measured in how, how many of these additions that we're going to really want to, you know, sort of up over time. I note that, you know, a couple of things that he's talked about here I feel very strongly about. We have phenomenal employees in the state of Wyoming. And I do think that as we think about our future, we don't want to see government expand, and we don't want to see it get more expensive, but we do want to see it get more productive. So I think there is a piece that we have to solve beyond just salaries. And that's my long-winded way, Bob, of saying I think it, you know, we've got some good people that deserve to have some raises. And so I think that was appropriate of him. I also, this government emergency operations account, considering the Roosevelt fire and the other fires we had, I think those are also very important for the future.
He was also talking a lot about the education fund, and I know we've talked about this in the past, on making sure that we start identifying a source of income. What's your thoughts on that, and maybe where would you like to go on that?
I think education, as we talked about, is absolutely critical to the state's future. I think it's a centerpiece of our economic diversification platform. When I look at it, Bob, I think I'm very anxious to get into that discussion and see if there are ways that we can find a long-term solution that brings some continuity and some a path towards the future that we aren't just going to be sort of swinging between we don't have enough money, we need to spend more, and we'll wait for the next year's capital gains.
Outside of money, what do you want to do this session?
Well, I think, Bob, obviously I think Wyoming can be a leader in solving this whole issue of energy. We have energy really across the spectrum. And how do we balance that going forward so that we do both protect the environment? We lead the way in carbon capture and sequestration. We allow for the boon of alternatives and do it in a way that we still have a place that we recognize that when we drive across the country is this gorgeous place with fabulous vistas. I also think, Bob, that when we talk about water, that's going to be one of my biggest concerns, how we make sure that Wyoming's water is protected. And I think building a more robust education system. All of these things are a little bit related to money, but a lot of those are really about building a Wyoming that we recognize and the one we grew up in that we were optimistic about.
Governor-elect Mark Gordon, we do wish you well. Thank you for taking time to visit with us, and we'll see you soon. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.